Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's over.
Game over, man.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome in to the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here at the United Center, where the Blackhawks fall to the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 in a shootout. The Blackhawks held a 2-0 lead through two periods and unfortunately cannot close the deal. We have a very tight postgame show tonight. We're going to midnight. So, Troy, just general thoughts on this game for the Blackhawks.
Oh, great effort. A lot of young guys, a lot of energy, a lot of speed from the Hawks. But this is a good hockey team, and they just worked hard. The Avs did and found a way to win it in the shootout. But you got to give a lot of credit, boy. You know, you saw all kinds of different young combinations out there. You saw Renzel out there in overtime. You saw Oliver Moore out there. You know, I mean, this is the future. Levchinov out there with some big minutes here tonight. So, loved what I saw from this game. The energy was there. The experience, not there. I thought they did a nice job, but, you know, the Avs just kept pressing, and Spencer Knight was excellent in this game, but just couldn't hold the fort long enough to get this deal done and get the win in the bank for the Hawks.
Hawks had Colorado had four power play opportunities in this game. Chicago outscored Colorado on the power play because they had a shorthanded goal with Ilya Mikheyev. That was a real bright spot in this game for Chicago against a very good Colorado power play.
Yeah, Avs power play now has been scoreless in the last three games. Prior to that, they had nine in the six previous games. Very dangerous. They've got a lot of personnel. They had some good looks, but again, Spencer Knight, your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer if it's going to be successful, and the Hawks got that tonight from Knight, but everybody else paid the price to make that happen. Not easy to kill all four against the Avs.
Hawks, this ends the season series against Colorado. They go 2-1-1 against the Avalanche. It was a very respectable record, although after the second period, it felt like it left you wanting more because the Hawks had a third win within reach and unfortunately aren't able to hang on. But they played all four games very well against Colorado this season.
You get one lucky break at the end of the game, and they win this one in regulation. But, you know, the Avs have a fast team, and if you're not ready to play them, you're going to be in big trouble. And I thought the Hawks this season are very well prepared. One of their best games of the season, I think, was the 3-0 loss in Colorado. But the way that they've skated with this team, it shows that they can do it when their mindset is there. I thought their focus was pretty good through 60 minutes. They didn't, you know, Colorado was going to dominate you at times just because how good they are. But at the same time, I thought the Hawks held their own. When they needed to defend, they defended well. They sunk down. They protected the middle of the ice a lot in this game against the Avs. So I just liked what I saw. The matchup seems to be good, and the speed for the Hawks is certainly noticeable now.
All right, it's late.
Okay, I'm going. I'm going.
Get out of here. Yep. I got to squeeze in three commercial breaks. I don't know how I'm going to do this before midnight, but we are going to get it done. The Hawks fall to the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 in a shootout. We'll have more breakdown after this on the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN.
Checked by Bedard, but Malinsky unloads the puck behind the net up the far side.
little cheer you heard in the background.
Yeah. Now Bedard to Murphy. Should he score? Connor Murphy let it rip from the high slot. His second goal of the year comes off of a perfect behind-the-back feed from Connor Bedard that originated from the bottom of the right-wing circle. And the Hawks are enjoying a 2-0 lead.
We are back here on the Blackhawks postgame show. The Hawks fall to the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 in a shootout. That was the second goal of the season for Connor Murphy. Also added an assist, so he finished with a multi-point game. I thought he was easily one of the best Blackhawks on the ice tonight. Finished with six shot attempts, three of them hit the net, one hit and five blocked shots. So it was a really nice performance by Connor Murphy. And unfortunately for Chicago, they had a pretty decent first two periods, obviously leading 2-0. Colorado certainly had their chances in the first and second periods, and Spencer Knight came up really big. The Colorado Avalanche thought they scored the first goal of the game it was Malinsky, thought they scored. Chicago immediately challenges for an offside, and they win it. And then the Blackhawks go the other way later on in the period. A shorthanded goal by Ilya Mikheyev, his 18th of the season, third shorty of the year. All three shorthanded goals this year by the Blackhawks have come from Ilya Mikheyev. The Hawks take a 2-0 lead with that Connor Murphy goal. Everything is going well. The Hawks start the third period, killing off another power play by Colorado. And so there was a really nice performance by the Blackhawks as far as just bending but not breaking. And then when Cale Makar scored his 29th goal of the season to make it 2-1 in the third period, then it kind of gave Colorado some life. And then the backbreaker was with 9.8 seconds left. Marty Natchez got credited with the goal, and rightfully so. But when I was looking at the replay, it looked like there was a double deflection. I couldn't remember whose stick it hit first. I think it might have been Val Nichushkin's first, and then it hit Marty Natchez. I think that's why both players reacted. But it certainly went off of the first stick and then off Marty Natchez, because Natchez was closer to the net in front of the crease. But so Colorado ties it to go with 9.8 seconds left. And then in overtime, Hawks had some chances too. Spencer Knight made a really big save there in overtime. And then Artem Levchinov, boy, the entire building wanted Levchinov to get that with a few seconds left as the time was winding down. Put a potential buzzer beater in overtime that could have been Artem Levchinov's first career goal in the NHL. It would have been a real memorable one. Unfortunately, you can't capitalize there. And then the Blackhawks, in a shootout, Ryan Donato, Connor Bedard are denied, and then Teuvo Teravainen scores the lone goal for Chicago in the shootout, but Colorado gets the second one later on. So unfortunately for Chicago, they fall in this game. Again, if we're looking at Sam Renzel and Oliver Moore, encouraging performance by Sam Renzel. Oliver Moore, he was held off entirely on the score sheet as far as zero shot attempts. I did notice that he only took two shifts in the second period. So I think it was after the one of the Colorado goals, he didn't see the ice for the final 10 minutes of the third, but it was him and Slaggart as well. So I think that entire line didn't see the ice for the back half of the third period. We did see Oliver in the overtime. I think that's exactly where his game thrives, with the speed. He was going toe-to-toe with Nathan MacKinnon right off the faceoff, and literally when they were playing a man-on-man in overtime, Oliver had McKinnon's guy. So that had to have been a weird moment for Oliver Moore, where, you know, a few days ago he's playing against college guys, and then fast forward to less than a week later and he's playing Nathan MacKinnon, or covering Nathan MacKinnon one-on-one in overtime. So that had to be a weird feeling, but also a pretty cool experience for Oliver Moore, you know, once you compartmentalize who those players are. But the Hawks fall to the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 in a shootout. They were so close to snapping their three-game losing streak, but we'll see if they can get it on Friday night against Washington, which we will preview on the other side of the break on the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN.
40 left in the period. Ovechkin in the high slot as Chychrun feeds it to him. He scores! Alex Ovechkin gets goal 892. It's on the power play. Top right corner against Frederick Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, he is three goals away from the record.
Back here on the Blackhawks postgame show, that was John Walton of Caps Radio 24/7. Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals are next on the docket for the Blackhawks Friday night, 6 p.m. Ovechkin is three away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL goals record. He is on a three-game goal streak. And not just the goal chase was the storyline in between the Carolina Hurricanes and Washington Capitals, but the two teams combined for 114 penalty minutes in the final 7 minutes of the game tonight. Capitals and Hurricanes. That could be a potential second round matchup between those two teams. And so, the
It was crazy when we were doing the pregame show. Troy and I were, we had one eye on the TV watching the chaos going on. But all the eyes will be on Alex Ovechkin. He is now a hat trick away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's goal record. It sounds like Wayne Gretzky is going to be in attendance in Washington on Friday night. And so he will be arena hopping until, I believe with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, until Ovechkin breaks Wayne Gretzky's record. So it should be a fun matchup on Friday night. All eyes will be on the Great Eight as he continues his chase. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. That's going to do it for the broadcast tonight. Big thanks to our on-site reporter, the one and only Jack Heinrich, and our production crew of Patrick Hennessy and Tony DiNardis. They were led by our engineers, the Hall of Famer Paul Zerang here at the United Center, and our captain, Krista Flores, back at the station. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, who brought you the call, I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 3-2 shootout loss to the Colorado Avalanche. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Friday night.